This is Scott Becker with the Becker Business and Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Melissa Costello. Melissa's going to talk to us about a fascinating subject of using video for advertising and drives, and what it costs, what it looks like, why it's such an important part of whether it's venture capital sponsored companies, any type of company, you know, trying to tell their story to an audience, whether in social media or longer form on the website or even longer form. A fascinating discussion. Melissa, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
I'd be happy to. Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. The name of my company is melissacostello.com, very simple to find online. And what we do is a video-centric form of marketing. We create an unforgettable presence for our clients online by telling their most irresistible stories across various platforms. So that's what we do. It's about storytelling. It's about emotion. It's about memorability. It's about doing something that's unforgettable.
And take a moment and tell us, what does that look like? What does that look like, sort of video story for storytelling, and where is it effective, and how do people use that to get in front of their audiences and so forth?
That's a really good question. And let me explain how it came about. That might be a good way of putting it. So we were creating these beautiful, authentic videos for our clients and putting them on these otherwise stiff and formal and stuffed shirt kinds of websites. And we were getting feedback. You know, clients were saying, you know, people are asking us, are you like more like the website or like the video? So there was kind of a duality to the way that these firms were presenting themselves. And I said, well, you know, what if we take the imagery from the video? What if we take the messaging that we gathered from interviewing clients on the video and we share it across the website? And then we put it in social media. And then we also send it out in a newsletter so that there's a consistent, flawlessly consistent brand voice and brand image. So that's where it comes from. And what it means is when you go to somebody's site, you have a very tangible sense of who they are, why they do what they do, in addition to what they do, and why it matters. That's what we do.
And so take a moment, because you do some work with venture capital association startups, funded by venture capital and private equity. How does this look? How does this feel to, like, when you're doing work with a venture capital association, how does this work in terms of engaging their membership, their venture capital funds, those that want to sort of, like, follow and work with the association? What does this look like?
Well, you know, in its own way, venture capital is would benefit more from storytelling than just about anybody else, because the reason people are engaged in venture capital or trying to get engaged in venture capital is these amazing stories that have inspired them to try to do the same kind of thing. So if you're not telling those stories, if you're not telling the stories of, we had a crazy idea because my mom took a fall in the kitchen and we thought, what if we did, you know, put something on the floor, on the counter? This is how these things get started. And the origin stories are always so fascinating and very often left off when it comes to marketing. People go straight for the technology. But if you don't understand how the technology is going to change lives, you're missing the larger part of the story. So that's what we do, is we help express the bigger issue, the bigger story for these startups and also for associations.
100%. So this storytelling, how do you sort of measure or look at the impact of the storytelling, the video storytelling? How do you sort of look at that? Because one of the great challenges, you know, we all have is, you know, we just had somebody do some imagery branding for some of our work and our private equity podcast and so forth. And for the life of me, it's hard for me to measure how effective some of that branding work is. I mean, it looks nicer for sure, but trying to tell, are more people opening or looking at it? Are we getting more downloads or not? How do you measure some of this video storytelling and what you're doing with it?
Well, exactly. You can certainly measure how many people are coming to your site. How many people have been driven to go to your site? Is that increasing? That's usually as a result of some kind of digital marketing effort, right? That sends them, first of all, it stimulates their curiosity and sends them to your site. Once they get to your site, How long do they stay on there? Are they inclined to finish reading what they start reading? Well, first of all, you have to try not to set out too much for them to read because you'll lose them. And this is where video is so important because it communicates, you know, 100 times the information in a shorter period of time. And it does it with emotion. And it does it in a way that you can remember because you're watching human beings act something out or exist within a certain space instead of reading text. So those are the things that stick. Things like surprise, things like common human experience, watching somebody go through something.
And to that point, is there a target length of video that you typically sort of look at or work with? Is there a target? Because certainly if you do 20-minute videos, you know, it's almost like YouTube, you start to lose people. If you do 30-second videos, probably too short to tell a story, but is there a target length of video that you often work with?
Well, it varies from use to use. When you're doing a branding video, that's at the top of the website, 3 minutes or less is what I recommend. Again, there is a sweet spot, and it does vary from company to company, because when you have a shoot, which is where you gather and generate all of these wonderful stories and images, you don't know what you're going to walk away with. You do not know what you're going to discover on the day of the shoot. I don't know what the leadership is going to tell me, and I certainly don't know what their clients are going to tell me. So that drives what the story is. Some stories are easier and faster to tell than others, but I try to keep it under 3 minutes. If it's social media, you know, a social media video, it's going to be 20 seconds. It's going to be 30 seconds at the longest. If it's a testimonial video, it can be a little longer.
Another question for you. The cost on some of this, what's the cost to put together these videos? I take it ranges all over the place. But is it something that, you know, is only available to large companies, or can smaller companies do it too? What's the, you know, how do you look at that?
Well, I look at it from a different perspective than most people who are in my position, which is to say my career started doing national TV campaigns for huge brands, you know, huge national brands. So in that case, I had a production company in LA. Your average shoot day was, you know, $150,000. That was just for the shoot. That was not for editing. So I offer a shoot day for a small fraction of that. You know, I can offer a shoot day for $12,000-$15,000. And then on top of that, you have the editing costs. And the editing costs are based upon, you have to transcribe, you have to write it, you have to edit it, color it, mix it, et cetera, titles. So there's a fair amount of work to do after the shoot day. If you combine a bunch of different deliverables, like you want to cut social media video, branding video, say video bios for the website, you know, then the costs go down. But editorial is an often overlooked expensive portion of the whole thing. It's not just the shoot.
Fascinating.
Did I answer your question?
No, very much. You gave me a ballpark direction. I don't know, 100%. And take a moment on, what are you most excited about this year? Where are you most focused this year?
Well, shooting again, you know, being in person, which is how I've made my living my whole adult life. And it's something that I've had to do virtually. And it's not the same. You don't get the same kind of, you can't generate the same kind of material when you're not sitting across from a human being, watching their body language, hearing the breathing shift. Do you know what I mean? Just being right there and being connected to what's happening. So shooting again, being in person, making connections with people. There's a kind of magic to it that, you know, that just, believe me, I've tried. I've tried to do it virtually. It's not the same. So that's what looking forward to.
Mm-hmm. That's very exciting. I'm sure that's right. I know that my, one of my sons and their colleagues from USC Film School are in the process of filming a short independent film. So at some point, I'll have to ask you for advice on how they do that, because we'll see what it comes out and what it looks like. Melissa, what a pleasure to visit with you. Thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us today. Always a learning experience. I learned a lot. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Thanks, Scott.